Party down with Windows 7. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. It might turn out to be really good marketing, or maybe an example of a painfully embarrassing dork fest and viral marketing gone awry. But thousands of people across the country, at the invitation of Microsoft, are hosting Windows 7 release parties next month. Microsoft is giving away copies of Windows 7 Ultimate to party hosts, who are getting some guidance from the company on how to show off the newest version of Windows at their parties. We wondered who would host such a party and why. Edward Pease is one such person. The religion blogger and his wife are hosting a Windows 7 party at their home in Boyden, Iowa. Pease says the party seems like a good way to get a fresh operating system.
I normally don't upgrade Windows once it comes out, but as part of a host package, you get a free copy of their more expensive program. And so I decided this would be a good party to throw. People in my area and friends don't tend to be very tech savvy, so I decided I would throw a party, help show how to set it up, also have a way of having fun.
So you really want a free copy of Windows 7 Ultimate and have a little fun? Those are your big reasons for wanting to host this party?
Yeah, and also to show people how to use it. Everybody around me, my in-laws who live in the area, my wife, my friends all use Apple products, and I do not. So it's kind of to show them how Windows does actually work, because they base the reasons why all of them switched to the first couple months of the Windows Vista release. Windows 7 is supposed to be a cleaned up, healthier version of Vista, so to show them that they can return to Windows.
Edward Pease of Boyden, Iowa. About 60 miles to the northwest, in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Chris Bruggeman is throwing a Windows 7 bash at his shop called Green Eggs and Ram. He's president of the company which sells and services PCs.
We all kind of like to party here. There are about 12 of us that work in the office, and the Windows 7 launch is we're kind of excited about, because I think it's going to be something where Microsoft seems to have a trend. It's like every other operating system has been good. Windows 98, and then you went from there to Millennium, from Millennium to Windows XP, and then XP to Vista. A lot of people don't, and myself included, don't really care for Vista. And, you know, Windows 7 is being touted as it's kind of what Windows Vista should have been. So I thought by hosting a party, it'd be a good opportunity for us to invite our customers.
So you're doing this for business reasons. It's not just like for fun or to be
well,
weird.
You know, honestly, it's a little bit of both. As you can tell by our name, Green Eggs and Ram, it's, you know, most people it's kind of tongue-in-cheek. And kind of the nature of our business is a little bit lighthearted. So that's why when I saw that Microsoft is proposing this, I thought, what a great thing to do, because like I say, we kind of like to party, and we kind of like Windows 7.
So what are you going to do at the party?
Probably drink Crown and Coke.
Chris Bruggeman with Green Eggs and Ram of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. A widely mocked Microsoft video promoting the Windows 7 parties has become a hit in the blogosphere. You can find a link to the video on futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.